The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
I'll be speaking briefly on assessing the miraculous via joyful praise. Assessing the miraculous via joyful praise. I'll be as fast as possible to be able to pave way for the next level of praise that we'll be going into tonight. Beloved, one of the major things that launches you as a believer into the miraculous is joy. Joy. And when you now add praise to this joy, you have already set yourself in motion to operate in the realm of the miraculous. Joy is a formidable tool for the working of miracles. That's why everywhere Jesus went to, he would tell them, weep not. Don't cry. Don't weep. Don't cry. He specializes in wiping away the tears of people. He does not want us to cry. And one thing that can contaminate the miraculous encounters of believers is sadness, sorrow. And that will never be your portion in Jesus' name. I said that will never be your portion in Jesus' name. There are different kinds of joy. Number one, we have the joy of salvation. Joy of salvation. Psalm 51 verse 12. David said, restore unto me the joy of my salvation. So being saved is one of the gateways to joy. When you are saved, when you are born again, you just find yourself always happy, always excited, challenges notwithstanding, problems notwithstanding. They've not paid salaries, there's no light, there's no good road, things are not the way they should be, yet you are still happy. Yet, you are still excited. Things are not exactly the way you have planned it. But despite all, you are still excited. For somebody here tonight, that will be your testimony. Despite all the challenges around us in the nation, God will never allow the enemy to bring you down in the name of Jesus. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. I say God will never allow the wicked to bring you down in the name of Jesus. And one of the things that can bring a believer down is sadness. The joy of salvation is one of the most important joy. And that's why when you see people who are saved, they might not have all the money in the world, but you still see them excited. If you are one of us, come on, shout a big hallelujah. If you are one of us, shout a big hallelujah. In Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17, all through to 19, the Bible says, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall the fruit be in the vine, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herds in the stall. Yet, somebody say yet. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Things are not working the way I want it. Yet, I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Bible says in verse 19, the Lord is my strength, and he will make my feet like hen's feet, and he will make me to walk upon my high places. That's the miraculous. He will set me on high. That's what he's talking about. Simply because I am praising him, I'm praising him in joy, and I'm praising him in excitement. And I'm praising him with gladness of heart. Challenges notwithstanding. Problems notwithstanding. Yet, I'm grateful to him. Anybody grateful tonight? Shout a big, I'm grateful. Happiness is circumstantial. That is, it's based on happenings. But joy is a fruit of the Spirit that manifests to those who are saved. Happiness is circumstantial. A lot of people, it's only when things work out the way they want, that's when they are happy. Say, I'm happy. I just got an alert. I'm happy. I just got a new car. I just got promoted. promoted. But joy is beyond that. Even when things are tough, your heart is excited. Your mind is thankful to God. And if your desire is to walk in the miraculous all the rest of 2021, you must not allow anything around you, especially if you are saved, to stop your joy. Let me shock you. The devil is not after your clothes, your shirt, your nice skirt suit, your wristwatch, your nice phone, the latest phone that you just bought. He's not after that. He's after your joy. He knows if your joy is stolen, your miracles are stolen. I know that's his work, John chapter 10, verse 10, to steal, to kill, and to destroy. To steal, to kill, and to destroy. This threefold ministry will not be executable in your life in Jesus' name. Number two kind of joy is joy of the Holy Ghost. Romans chapter 4, verse 17. Romans 4, verse 17. For the kingdom of God is not in meat and drink, but in righteousness, in joy. So the kingdom of God, Romans chapter 14, verse 17. The kingdom of God is not in meat and drink, but in righteousness, in peace, and in joy in the Holy Ghost. That will be somebody's portion in the name of Jesus. In Acts chapter 2, verse 13 to 17. Acts chapter 2, verse 13 to verse 17. We can see how the power, the Bible says, others mocking said, these men are full of new wine, because they were men of joy. But Peter, standing up with 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell in Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken, as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. Say, we are not drunk, we are only excited and we are happy. That was how the disciples were able to dominate during their period. You can't see their head down. You can't hear them listening to news, and after news they are down. They don't know what next to do. They are always excited. They are always joyful because they know their future will be all right. How many of you know your future will be all right? So there is no reason from today to put your head down again. There's no reason to be down in life. There's no reason for you to have a downcast spirit. Demoralized. There's no reason to be demoralized. There's no reason to be downcasted. Because you know the one with you is greater than anyone that is with your enemies. Is somebody with me tonight? The one with you is greater than the one with your enemies. Romans chapter 8, verse 31. If God be for us, who can be against us? Your joy will last forever in Jesus' name. I say your joy will last forever in Jesus' name. Number three kind of joy is joy from the word. Joy from the word. Romans chapter 119, verse 162. I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth a great spoil. As you read the Bible continuously after this fast, you will be seeing joy increasing in your heart. You will be seeing joy increasing in your spirit. The issue of being downcasted is over. Being demoralized is over. It's over. Because through the word, you are getting excitement. Somebody say excitement. Excitement. So as we dance and praise God tonight, let your joy be exhibited. Let your joy be showcased. All through this year, nobody will ask you what is wrong with you again. I say all through this year, nobody will ask you what is wrong with you again. They will not ask you what is wrong with you. They will only ask, we are seeing the miracles in your life. Let us follow you to your God. The God that gave you this husband. The God that gave you these babies. The God that built this house for you. The God that assisted you and gave you admission. When they said they are canceling session, he still gave you admission. Let me follow you to your God. That will be somebody's testimony here. If that is you, shout a big hallelujah. Results is what terminates insults. If people are still insulting you, it's because you don't have results yet. Immediately they see result, they will bow to you. This year, your family member is doing yanga to you. They will come and bow to you. I said they will come and bow to you. In the name of Jesus. What are the benefits of joyful praise? What are the benefits? Number one is strength. You get strength. Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. As we praise God tonight, we access God's strength. We access God's strength. We access strength. So as we praise God tonight with joy, there's nothing like weakness in anybody's body here again in the name of Jesus. There's nothing like weakness in anybody's body here again in the name of Jesus. Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10, B, the B part. The joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Number two, benefit of joy is that joy, or joyful praise, grants us access to good health. Good health. Proverbs chapter 17 verse 22. Proverbs 17 verse 22. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. So when you thank God with joy, you have access to good health. Someone say good health. In Proverbs 18 verse 14, Proverbs 18 verse 14, the Bible says, the spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit who can bear? So when you are sad, and when others are dancing and you are not dancing, you are inviting something else. But when you are happy, sickness can't come near you. Diseases can't come near you. If they are selling coronavirus for 1-1 kobo, it will never enter into your house. I said to never enter into your house. It will never enter into your vicinity. Somebody say a big amen. Somebody say a big amen. Well, you know how many years coronavirus has been on now. This, our church here, is a coronavirus free church. Both here and all our other churches worldwide. It's free and it's free for life. If they are sharing it, cover, it can't get here. Say a big amen. Amen. Say a big amen. Amen. Even if you don't say amen, it's already settled. We are under his covenant, the covenant of protection. Hello? We are under his covenant, and that covenant is sure. It's the most valid covenant. It's the most valid covenant. And we're excited about it. We are grateful to God for it. And I know as God liveth, he will sustain his covenant in our lives. Say a bigger amen. Mark it. This same covenant we extend to your family members. Your parents, your brothers, your sister, your husband, your children, whatever they are. This same covenant will extend to them. Somebody say a big amen. I will share a testimony with you, but not now. I will share it to let you know how massive this God is. And to let you know how valid this covenant is. Very real. God will protect you. He will protect your children. Say a louder amen. Amen. Number three, benefits of joyful praise is that joy grants you access to revelation and intellectual soundness. Nobody here shall be a dull student again. I said, nobody here shall be a dull person again. Nobody here, nobody will see you again and say you are just an ordinary person. He says, I will give you a mantle and a wisdom which your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay, nor what? Nor resist. The kind of wisdom I will give to you, nobody will be able. David was wiser than his teachers. He could teach his teachers. After this fast, you are going into that realm. You will be teaching your professors. I said you will be teaching your professors. Those that taught you book, you will be the one that will begin to teach them book. Say a bigger amen. Because you have results. Well, let me just give us one more. Then we'll go into joyful praise tonight. One more benefit. Or under that, number three, you can write down Isaiah chapter 12 verse 3. With joy shall you draw out water out of the wells of salvation. You can also write down Isaiah chapter 41, verse 39. Number four, benefit of joyful praise is that it enhances your harvest. Joel chapter 1 verse 11 to 12. When you are joyful, all the good things you have planted, you can harvest it. Well, you have planted a lot of good things this year. You will harvest great things in Jesus' name. Joel chapter 1 verse 11 and 12. Praise the Lord. Be ye ashamed, O ye husbandmen, O all ye vandressers, for the wheat and for the barley, because the harvest of the field is perished. The vine is dried up, and the fig tree languisheth. The pomegranate tree, the palm tree also, the apple tree, even all the trees of the field are withered. Why did they wither? Because joy has withered away from the sons of men. He says everything people are planting, pomegranate tree, apple tree, all the good things they have been praying about. He says it's not coming to me. He says why? They don't have joy. There's no joy in their heart. They say, let's dance. They're just looking. He said, that's why they're not getting their harvest. Well, you have been given the knowledge tonight. The spirit of joy is coming upon you in Jesus' name. Some days ago, I was praying somewhere, not in church here. I was praying. I was just walking up and down, and I was praying. And I saw two shoemakers passing by in where I was praying. I saw two shoemakers passing by, and they were laughing. Their shirt was tattered, their shirt was torn, trouser was torn. You can know that these guys are very poor. Two, they were doing the same business. And they were laughing on the road. Ha! Wonderful. Ah, they were just laughing. And they were doing, after that, they would do their something. Bang, 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 bang. That is, we are around, though. If you want to polish your shoe, if your shoe is like this, call us. Oh. And they continue cracking their jokes. And the Holy Spirit ministered to me. I said, look at shoemaker that has nothing. See how excited they are. See how happy they are with their nothingness. They are gisting. Hey, if you see what my wife did yesterday. In fact, I only gave her 100 naira. With 100 naira, she cooked a soup and she put meat there. I said, the other one said, 100 naira. How did she do it? Is it for more? They were laughing. So the Holy Spirit told me, if they can be laughing and excited and they don't have anything, so what is now anybody else's problem? I pick lessons from anything. If something drops like this, I will pick a lesson from it. Immediately I pick a lesson from it. That your condition is not the worst. Your situation is not the worst in this world. You still have cause to thank God. You still have cause to appreciate Him. You still have cause to thank Him. The enemy wanted to destroy you, but He didn't destroy you. The wicked did something for you and it pained you. It pained you, but eventually you gained from it. Because sometimes pain brings gain. You learn lessons from it. So as we praise God tonight, forget your sorrows. Forget your pain. Forget that thing that is troubling you. Maybe you are still looking at it that as I get home tonight, landlord will be waiting for me that I've not paid the outstanding rent. Mark it. January will not end before you clear all your debts. I will still be praying for you tonight massively as God has revealed it to me in the last few days in prophecy. But that will be after praise. And after God has prompted me, that they have praised me. Oh yeah, the outstanding I say you should release. Oh yeah, release it. And tonight, that which God has for you, you will not miss it in the name of Jesus. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road in Loring. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. Appreciate you.